As I said, I'm going to have a crack at that guy or the girl at the gym. And there's one of these people in our studio, and we know that for sure.
Hang on.
And I don't want you to be that guy or girl who flexes at the gym.
So it's obviously not Flan or
it's not me.
No. I'm spraying him, so it's not me. Work it out. There's a few out there who really do flex hard in every mirror of the gym. And you know what I love about this? They flex hard with no shame. But I'm saying you, there has to be shame. Right. I cannot stand those people who flex who shouldn't flex.
Okay?
Okay? And every gym has them. Every gym, guys and girls, I don't know if you want to call them goose or geese, whatever you want to call them. Okay? But they're not buff enough. Not buff enough. Their triceps, you know when you flex your triceps, you're supposed to see this big horseshoe.
Ooh.
You know, this big horseshoe that sticks out. They've like got a lolly snake on there. Or they try their biceps and you're supposed to have these big cantaloupes like Arnold Schwarzenegger or these watermelons and they've got a couple of marbles. Oh, and then they try their six-pack and after every set they'll sit there and look at their abs and go, look at these. And to be honest, their six-pack's on ice. They haven't seen it for about 8 months. I don't understand why people have to flex at the gym. They're embarrassing themselves. You know what they remind me of?
Come on.
They remind me of Popeye before he's eaten the spinach. You know what? If you're in the gym doing that, flex with a tracksuit on, please.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
You've been sprayed by Spider.